Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Mowers, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And now it's time for another exciting edition of the Astrology Hour. Don't you just love these Aquarius moons? Kind of makes everything kind of suddenly happen. You're listening to the traffic reports on the 405. 1 second, everything's fine. And the next second, Aquarius moon and parking lot on the 405. So no other radio station but KFOX knows that the 405 right now is locked dead between La Tejera and Inglewood. So in case you're heading southbound, then you're going to have a problem. So I'm glad to be the first to report that good news. And we have a topic for you today called the Cloak of Darkness. And everyone's going to say, what's this one about, Farley? It's a good question. We'll find out in a few moments what the Cloak of Darkness is all about. Well, I have no idea where I got this topic. In fact, I woke up this morning and somebody went, and they looked and said, it's Cloak of Darkness today, Farley. And I said, oh, isn't that pleasant topic for the Astrology Hour? No, actually, you know, it's funny, but we are all born unto a cloak of darkness, and people are not aware of this, you know, but we are, you know, when you are a baby, when the soul enters the baby's body, what you're doing is taking a magnificent creature and just striking it dumb. You know, it's like taking a magic wand and going boing, you know, and taking this beautiful, gorgeous, aware being and reducing it to a baby who can't even go to the bathroom properly, you know, and all the baby does is cry and, you know, wet its diaper, and we're sitting there going, this kid's really in good shape, you know. And the truth is that the reason why the being is suffering is because the being is not aware that it has been put into this vulnerable state. So it sits there, and it, you know, it doesn't have a whole lot of mobility. It's kind of stunned as to what just happened. And for the rest of its life, it's trying to remove this cloak of darkness that is affecting the child. And a lot of you may be out there laughing, going, well, Farley, we have two kids, and we're up to our neck in diapers, and we know what you're talking about here. But, you know, the funny thing, you know, a lot of people are not aware of this, but animals are very different than humans. Because I want you to know that some animal species are born, and immediately they are expected to survive. You know, like human being, you know, if they were born in the wilderness, boy, you better have somebody there on guard, because we're talking vulnerable. But some beings, some beasts, you know, like some breed of deer, of course, an antelope, when they're born, they better be able to walk kind of quick, you know, like the baby giraffes and such, because lions and tigers and bears are all over the place, and they got to get out of there. And little birds, you know, like, it's funny that little birds within, my mother hatched some, not my mother, but my mother's little canaries had some birds. My mom's a canary breeder. And we've seen these little babies go from eggs to hatching in 21 days, and then in 6 weeks, full flight. You know, 6 to 7 weeks, these puppies are ready to go. Now, if you consider how long it takes for a human being to fly, which may take your whole life, right? For a little baby bird to be able to fly in 7 weeks, and then to be able to breed at like 8 or 9 weeks after they're born, they can have children, right? And human beings are still in their diapers by that point. See, so some souls have that cloak of darkness lifted rather quickly, and I think that we sell the animal kingdom short when we think that their consciousness is low or not like ours, or it's different. You know, it's very different. They are given a different awareness quicker than we are, and we are given the ability to have more heightened awareness, but it takes a lot longer to earn. Now, why is that? Why is that we do have this cloak of darkness that can last throughout the whole life? You know, I want you to know that some people never remove their cloak. They never gain any awareness. They live their whole lives from birth to death, and they're still like this baby that wets its diapers and screams and cries and yells and vulnerable, you know, and the whole time they're alive, people go up to them and say, well, I'd like to talk to you about the metaphysical evolution of the soul and reincarnation. And they're like, excuse me, buddy, I'm watching the ball game here, you know. So, you know, the cloak of darkness is really, it's there. And the funny thing about it is that the number one part of this topic is identifying that we do have a cloak of darkness at birth, okay? Number two, the second easy step of this topic is learning how to lift it. You know, learning that now that you know it's there, it's important removal of cloak of darkness. Number three important point is responsibility concerning what happens when the cloak is lifted, because once you start gaining awareness, it's pretty intense when you find out what's out there. And then number four what we call when the cloak of darkness is lifted and you've assumed responsibility for handling this awareness, then the absorption of knowledge begins. Okay, there's a process where you absorb all this knowledge, where your soul actually starts beaming. See, like the soul wants to radiate in the human body, but because of the cloak of darkness and the low level of awareness, the soul is not allowed to radiate unless the cloak is identified, removed, responsibility for removal of it is assumed, and then the absorption of the sacred knowledge that exists in other levels, in other dimensions, okay, in other levels of our own personality, what we would call different levels or different dimensions of mind consciousness, okay? Because see, when the cloak of darkness is lifted and the soul is in a qualification period to absorb energy, the energy it pulls from is from different realms, okay? Because we think that we exist in just this realm, this third dimension, this material world, you know, money, power, flesh, all that stuff, air, water, earth, fire, but it's not true. See, this is just a tiny portion. This is 0.001% of what exists in the universe. You know, the universe is an awesome bauble of energy that would dwarf your mind and your imagination unless you were able to lift this cloak of darkness and assume responsibility for the awareness, and then you would be able to absorb energy from the other realms. Because see, you exist in multi dimensions at once. You don't exist just in this dimension. A part of your soul, a major part of your soul, is anchored to this little baby that exists in this dimension as a major test, as a metaphysical test, to create this cloak of darkness and see if you can break away from that and lift this cloak. Then the energy you absorb helps what we call improve the whole, or improve the consciousness of the entire universe, which is a huge bauble of energy, which is one in its own right, but in different perspectives, in a mass illusion, we are all under the illusion that we are separate and unique and divisible and all this stuff. So until the cloak is lifted, we are sort of hypnotized to what the truth is, okay? So, you know, we identify this cloak of darkness exists, and then we remove it. Now, how do you remove the cloak of darkness? Well, first of all, the key words for the cloak of darkness, from what I have found, are negativity, which means if you're negative, okay, number one. If you are material, which means if you're obsessed with things in this realm, then they will keep that cloak intact. So negativism, materialism, which means obsession with money and power and even lust or greed, selfishness, okay? Number three, along those lines, closed-mindedness and dogmatic thinking, because some people walk around going, oh, there's no cloak of darkness. This guy Farley doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. Meanwhile, this guy's walking around going, day, day. You know, he has no idea what's going on, right? So number three, dogmatic and closed-minded behavior will keep that cloak intact. And along those lines, you know, having emotions that are negative, because we are emotional creatures, the emotions are a vital focus of this energy. So, you know, if you've had a bad childhood, or if you had bad experiences with men or with women, or if you had bad experiences with career, and you're the type of person that likes to hold grudges against people and no forgiveness, no mercy, you're very vindictive and vengeful, you know, sort of a major Scorpio factor in your chart, where you're comfortable with wanting to murder someone because they hurt you, then this will also retain the cloak and keep it very intact because of this energy that sort of exudes from the individual. So, you know, number four would be it being in a situation of emotional imbalance, which means not being able to let go, which means if you hang on to an emotional monster that compounds your stress and your anxiety and your negative energy, if you hang on to this monster, then what it does is it keeps your cloak intact. Now, what happens when you have negative emotionalism is you subject yourself to negative behavioral patterns, which will compound, that could create some major psychological problems, that could also create major emotional setbacks, that could get you into drugs and alcoholism, and the extreme of emotional imbalance would be focused on possible entity interference, we call it, or from, if any of you have seen The Exorcist, possession, actually demonic interference, because when you are in the cloak of darkness, if you live a negative life, if you worry, if you are extremely material, and if you are dogmatic and closed-minded, and you're subject to negative emotional patterns, then what happens is your chakra system is vulnerable. See, like when you remove your cloak of darkness, when you identify it and you remove it and you assume responsibility for being more aware and you absorb love and light in the dimension, then what happens is you learn about this system we call chakras, which is like a transmission system that leads from the body and the mind to the soul and the higher self, which sets up like a shield or a protective layer of energy that protects you from negative force not only in this dimension, but in outer realms too. Because what a lot of us are not aware of is that a lot of people we see are not themselves. They really are a combination of individuals. They really are a combination of dark individuals that never knew they had a cloak of darkness when they were alive. When they died, see, they didn't adhere to metaphysical processes. They didn't go into the light. See, people think it's easy to die. No way. It is not easy to die. If you don't die right, then you could end up in a negative zone of some kind, a limbo or a purgatory zone, which is where, if you want to know where ghosts live and poltergeists live. These are like discarnate beings that break away from the reincarnation cycle because they don't recognize it, they don't accept it, they don't embrace it, and all they do is they use us, they manipulate us, and they attach themselves to us like leeches, okay? And in that way, they live their lives in our bodies, and I've known people to have up to 9 or 10 or 20 entities, that are part of their systems, and that really can mess you up. Obviously, your cloak of darkness is not only affixed, but it is reinforced by this energy from outer realms that is not positive for you. So, very, very important topic, for sure. And, this all ties into astrology, because astrology is the system that we use to incarnate into this dimension, to be born, and to affix this unique energy that gives us this illusion of separation and also gives us a specific path of growth potential and a specific path of life experiences and karma to help us work our way through this cloak of darkness, identify it, remove it, assume responsibility for the awareness, and start absorbing love and light. And eventually, when you do these process by identifying and removing the cloak and assuming responsibility and absorbing love and light, then you grow, you evolve, and your awareness shifts. You become more plugged into and attached to higher realms of consciousness, and at the same time, you are able to focus on things that would not hold you down and prevent you from being more progressive. And this is what we call a soul evolution. And after this lifetime, you go into the light like a normal, natural entity, right? And then when you go through a soul review, you make a choice to whether you want to incarnate or not. It's your choice. And if you do, then you come back what we call a more improved life mission. Maybe you're not subjected to gang warfare or imprisonment or hospitalization or dread diseases or being born in a third world country or fighting for democracy in China. Maybe you're just some young girl in Hollywood that's trying to become an actress or something. So overall, you've improved your state, and we as astrologers are able to analyze metaphysically the system of mechanics, of soul mechanics that involves the individual person as far as identifying stress levels, behavioral patterns, childhood situations, karma, overall awareness levels, dogmatic factors, negativism and worry situations, materialism, and everything that would hold this cloak of darkness intact. And see, what happened to me was I was a negative, materialistic, dogmatic person with emotional problems, and I had a horrible breakdown in the early 70s, horrible, catastrophic, scandalous breakdown. And everywhere I went, no one helped. I mean, I got some therapy, and I got lots of it, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, and it was great to cry and all that, but I still had my ulcer and my problems. And then I met this very evolved Aries astrologer, and I sat down, and she had this little gleam in her eye and this little, little smile on her face, little chuckle. I'm sitting there going, is there a problem? And she goes, well, no, I just understand what you've been through. And I thought to myself in my little closed-minded show-me state from Missouri type consciousness, like, who is this chick? She doesn't know what's going on here. This woman proceeded to tell the story of Farley Malaris in the next 90 minutes on tape. I had a copy of it, and stunned me, floored me, leveled me, because not only did she let me know who I was and what I had gone through, but what my potentials and vulnerabilities and strengths and weaknesses were, things that no one could have known but myself. and I realized that the way she found out about this energy was she was reading my soul by looking at my natal chart, my birth chart, the astrology chart, and that's what enabled me to identify my cloak of darkness, my negativism, to proceed to remove it by taking up astrology and meditation and psychic and spiritual awareness and metaphysics. Thereby assuming the responsibility to be an aware being, and then since 1973-74 absorbing this love and light that I've been trying very hard, number five, as a teacher, to reflect this energy back to you. And what's going on right now, as the solar system, as the sun itself moves into the sector of space in this galaxy that is charged by the Aquarian vibration, moving from the Piscean vibration, and isn't it interesting in this topic that the Piscean vibration, the symbol for Pisces, is a veil or an illusion or some kind of not real, not because it's so spiritual, it's so tenuous that it's difficult to discern. It's like being in a forest and trying to look through the trees to see truth. Well, in the Aquarian vibration, the trees are leveled and the truth becomes clear. The clarity is obvious and the focus becomes real. So now that we are moving into this Aquarian vibration for 2,000 years, the age of Aquarius, which I'm sure many of you have heard rumors of, and the reason why we have the Industrial Revolution, the reason why we've had pell-mell technology the last 100 years, is because this is the effect of the Aquarian vibration. The Aquarian vibration is a vibration of genius, of intellect, of science, of technology, of astrology, of humanitarianism, and of metaphysics and clarity, consciousness clarity. So it's not an accident that the cloak of darkness has been lifted off of millions of people this last 100 years, and not only has it given us the opportunity to study and research and philosophize God-type philosophies, but it also has opened the human brain up to potentials to create, invent, and be a lot more smarter and technical than man has been in hundreds of thousands of years. Notice that we've only had television for 100 years or less. We take it for granted. Same with radio, telephone, computers, motion pictures, the space shuttle, landing on the moon, anything you can think of, chemotherapy, whatever it is. This is stuff that's only been developed since 1889. This is 1989, folks. You know, people assume these young kids growing up assume we've had this for thousands of years. And we've been like monkeys butchering each other for thousands of years on this planet. Now we can kick back and watch Roseanne if we want to instead. See, so this is all the proof of the Aquarian vibration. The Pisces vibration has been going on for 2,000 years, and it's over. And there's the birth period, and there's a period where Earth goes through, where actually Earth is being born like a baby, and we are in labor right now. You know, we are not even out of the womb and have the umbilical cord cut yet. You know, this labor takes about 100 years. So, you know, the baby, even though it is quickly evolved and quickly aware, still is going through a rebirth, major midwife period, and that is why millions of people are going through this philosophy of having the cloak of darkness, the veil of Pisces lifted, and the clarity of Aquarius and the multidimensional mind and the astrological essence and vehicle of this dimension that is used for metaphysical growth, for soul growth. Isn't it funny? I got three words this morning when I woke up. Cloak of darkness. Come down to K-Box with no notes, no outline. I'll open my mind, open my chakras, and wham, here comes all this energy flying through. I go, spirit guides, what the hell are you guys doing over there anyway? I don't know. But what is really tragic, what is really sad, is that we walk around society and we look at these people that are so-called geniuses, so-called intelligence. You know, guys like Ted Koppel and Amazing Randy and people like Carl Sagan, you know, and people that you see that are famous millionaires, they have their own programs, they've written books, and they're out there making astrology and metaphysics look like trash. You know, meanwhile, millions of people have removed their cloak of darkness and they're aware, glowing love bugs, messianic qualities are evolving and such, and they're looking at these people and they're going, these poor, you know, what is wrong with this picture here? So, well, you know, what we are going through definitely is we are going through a transformation where good, where the power of love and the power of light will finally rise up and conquer evil. And this negative energy that exists in the universe, in this dimension, that is being promoted by individuals that are either ignorant or naive, or they just are so close-minded and dogmatic that they refuse to see the truth. What I would like to do is I would like to go on the show with Ted Koppel and Nightline, having his date, time, and city of birth before I get there, with his natal chart, just him and I, you know, one-on-one for an hour, and do his chart in public and just tear this guy apart. Reveal his entire private life, his soul. You know, let Farley Malaris go on that. But no, we're going to get some guy that wants to get paid $50,000 to do it instead. You know, just people that know nothing about astrology are not aware that we need date, time, and city of birth, vital information to find their planets and sit down and look in detail with people having patience and comedy for us, so we can sit there and analyze their chart and explain to them their karma. And if we did that in front of millions of people, I'd like to see Ted Koppel's face turn bright red, then purple, then blue, you know, as I talk to him about his, whatever you want, be his social life, his emotional patterns, his childhood, his parents. You know, let's discuss stuff. Well, come on, Ted, let's sit down and talk about your relationship with your mom. And your chart here could have been major karma with your mom, you know. But, you know, they don't do that. Let's sit down with Carl Sagan. Instead of being in a debate, you know, just let me read his chart, you know. But they don't do that. You know why? Because the negative force that is affected by this cloak of darkness is comfortable with their ignorance. You know, and we will look back at 20th century Earth as a barbaric, ignorant, low consciousness time, even though we have our technology and our TV and our radio. That's nothing, you know, because the technology that is possible for the good of humanity will one day dwarf whatever we have that exists. Man will fly without planes and without wings. People will be able to fly in a very short period when we regain our full power, our full potential, and we have total chakra control. Whatever you think levitation is now is nothing. We can defeat gravity and all types of things. The reason why I like comics, the reason why I am a fanatic on comics, and I recommend Marvel Comics, the X-Men, the Avengers, the Fantastic Four, any of that stuff, is because comic books truly reveal human potential. Isn't it funny that in comic books, you have to be a mutant, or you would have to gone through a radiation zone or an asteroid belt in order to gain these superpowers? Well, human beings already have superpowers. You know, we have the ability to be just as powerful as Batman or Superman or the Hulk or any of these beings. And as time goes on and we look back at 20th century Earth and go, wow, you know, see, you don't remember. You know, you look back at the Wild West and you go, how could people walk around with guns killing each other and stuff? You know, this is 100 years ago. You know, people are going to look back in another 100 years at us and go, how could they assassinate people in favor of democracy, you know, and butcher thousands of people that want freedom? You know, but this is what goes on in our planet, you know, every day. Guys walking around with cans of spray paint going, you know, writing Satan on the walls and stuff. And we're supposed to be mature, you know, adults, right? Well, you know, as always, my topics are definitely food for thought. And I hope I've inspired some of you pilgrims out there to sit there and go, Farley, I'm going to remove this cloak of darkness. It's kind of tough to get my mother and my father and the Catholic priest, the Jewish rabbi, and get it off you and go, yeah, oh. There's no burden now. I can forgive myself and the world, and I can be happy and loving and carefree and laugh and be blissful and be happy and all these simple things that Christ was really trying to teach us, but no one believed him anyway. And as always, this is a very special topic. I guess it's been inspired by the moon opposition Mars, moon in Aquarius opposed Mars in Leo, which can make you feel kind of cuckoo birds. There is an earthquake watch for Southern California as the sun moves opposition Uranus, Neptune, and Saturn. So this is a biggie. This is not anything that is quiet, so I'm not announcing it during the beginning of the show. But still be aware that things may start shaking this week whenever Uranus gets an opposition or Mars is square or opposed something like it is now. I have found the quakes do happen.